This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze is sweeping through Haifa, making it a pleasant evening. Now, here are today's headlines. First, IDF reservist Alexander Glovanyov was killed in a Hezbollah drone strike near the Lebanon border, according to Ynet, with reports coming in from earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that even if an agreement with Iran is reached, Israel will continue its operations in Lebanon, as reported by Walla just under an hour ago. Also this hour, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, according to Axios from their earlier reporting. Separately, a man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado, has been sentenced to life in prison, according to Forward from earlier reporting. And finally, in earlier reporting, the president of the Palestinian Authority is set to meet with the French president to discuss regional security. Reaction has been swift on social media. Naftali Bennett, a former prime minister of Israel, wrote just minutes ago, expressing deep sorrow over the loss of Alexander Glovanyov and extending condolences to his family. Belaz News reported earlier today that the IDF announced the killing of Alexander Glovanyov, identifying him as a warrant officer in the Transport Center's 6,924th Battalion. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, posted just now that Netanyahu has stated the war against the Islamic Republic is not over and could lead to significant changes in the Middle East. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the tragic news of Alexander Glovanyov's death. Ynet reported that the reservist, aged 47, was killed by a Hezbollah drone attack near the Lebanon border. This incident follows the deaths of three Israeli soldiers in similar circumstances just days ago. The situation remains tense as security forces increase their vigilance in the area. Turning to Netanyahu's recent comments, Walla reports that the Prime Minister has made it clear that operations in Lebanon will persist regardless of any new agreements with Iran. This stance comes as Trump prepares for a significant diplomatic visit to China, which could influence regional dynamics. Meanwhile, the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is a delicate issue politically for Netanyahu. Axios suggests this temporary truce could be a strategic move to facilitate a broader peace deal involving Iran. For now, civilians on both sides may see a brief respite from hostilities. On the diplomatic front, the sentencing of the Boulder firebomber marks closure for a tragic event that targeted a march for Israeli hostages. Forward notes, this life sentence serves as a strong message against acts of terror abroad. It underscores the international community's stance against violence. Turning to business and markets, Zoom Info will close its R&D center in Israel, laying off 300 employees, as reported by CTEK earlier today. This move comes 5 years after the company acquired the Israeli startup Chorus.ai. Separately, Walla Business reports on a labor dispute at the tax authority involving around 4,500 employees. This follows opposition to a unilateral decision by management, adding tension to the public sector. And finally, Yossi Abu has resigned as CEO of NewMed Energy, according to Globes. After 15 years, he looks to explore new opportunities in the regional and global market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.